Well, we read the play as a group, and it really struck a chord with me. I really like the characters in it. I think it's quite different to other plays that I've had a chance to be a part of. The characters are really deep. We've got some really dark characters, and it's fun. And I really enjoyed reading it because I thought we could really explore that. When I read it, it was a case of I really wanted to either be in it or direct it. So when the opportunity came up, I jumped at it. I was asked if I wanted to direct a number of plays, and the one that really stuck out for me was The Big Killing.
So this is the first one you've directed. It must give you all sorts of challenges.
It's been very challenging. It's been a steep learning curve. It's been enjoyable, but lots to do, a lot more than I thought there would be. Thankfully, I've got Marjorie helping me, and that's made things a lot easier because we can share the load out. But yeah, it's been a lot of work, but it's all coming together. I'm really enjoying it.
Is it difficult directing and playing a part in it as well?
It was never the plan. Circumstances just meant that I have had to be a part of it, and it's a fairly substantial part. So that has created a few extra headaches for me, and I've got to spend a lot of time learning lines as well as doing preparation. But no, it's been fun, and it's nice to be part of the groups. We've got a really good cast, and it's nice to work with all of them. And it is a fun character to perform, so I'm enjoying it from that perspective. But it is funny just sort of taking your acting hat on and then putting your director's hat on. It's trying to get the chance to do both. It can be difficult, sort of juggling it.
You talk about the cast there. How have they accepted you as a fledgling director?
It's been very, very encouraging. They've all just took to their characters really well and quickly developed them, so it's just been a joy working with them.
You mentioned Marjorie earlier. Has she taken some of the weight off your shoulders?
Oh, definitely. She's very experienced at doing this. Plus, she's been in the play before. So she's got a perspective of someone who's actually performed in it, having played the character of Mary. And so it's been nice performing with her as well, because she's in the play as well. And yeah, it's been fun sort of bouncing ideas off Marjorie and coming up with a plan together.
So, after this one, will you be directing again in future?
I'm sure I will. I've enjoyed it, so I'm sure I'll do it again. I'm not sure what it'll be, but I'm sure I'll do it again at some point in the future.
Marjorie, you've actually appeared in this play before, haven't you?
Yes, I have. A long time ago, when I was a member of a group called KDOS, the Chorley Amateur Dramatic and Operatic Society, and I actually played Mary. But I'm now playing the maid, and that's what happens. The older you get and the fewer and further between the parts become.
It's a play that seems to have dropped out of favour, but is it really a hidden gem, as it were?
Well, I think it's very much of its time. It's extremely wordy, but it's also a well-crafted play. It has twists and turns, and all the time you know who's done it, but is he going to get away with it? And I think Philip Mackie, he's a master of that. I think his other famous play is The Whole Truth. And I'm not sure whether it was this one or whether it was The Whole Truth. I think it was probably this one that was actually shortlisted for Play of the Year Award, and I think it was 1958.
The characters are very well drawn, aren't they?
Yes, they are. Extremely well drawn. I mean, Peter, he must be a wonderful part to play for any man, because there are really two sides to this man. Extremely charming man. He's obviously very knowledgeable in certain ways, but I mean, he's an absolute SOD with his wife.
You're not only playing the part of the maid, but you're assistant director to Chris Davis, it's his first production. So how have you shared the load between you?
Well, what happened was I was just going to help, in inverted commas, because it was Chris's first production. But we had a little difficulty with one of the cast members, who unfortunately had to drop out very short notice, and the only person that was really up for taking the part was Chris. So Chris stepped into a role, and I said that I would direct the scenes that he was in. So I ended up as co-director, which isn't what I signed up for.
How are the two of you working together then?
Oh, I mean, Chris is very easy to get on with. we seem to be having the same ideas. I think we're looking, you know, down the same path. We're taking the play down the same path. So no, there hasn't been any disagreements at all.
So will it all come together on the night?
I'm sure it will. The Marlowes always do.
Simon, you're playing Peter, the main role in the play. What's the attraction of that part to you?
He's just a fascinating character. There's so many different levels to him. He is, in essence, a really nasty, I suppose you could say evil character. He really is best described as a sociopath, really. He's very, in his tendencies, he believes he's the cleverest man in the room and has no morals. He will do whatever he wants to get what he needs, which is it's just great fun to play. Really, really good fun.
And he has quite a battle with the policeman at one stage, doesn't he?
Oh, he does, yes. They're like archenemies, really. I'd say that Peter fancies himself as the most intelligent man, but his equal, if not superior, is Fowler, the inspector. So there's a real great battle of wits between them, which all comes to fruition at the end. And yeah, it's a really interesting end how it all works out. So it's good, yeah.
What do you think of the play? I mean, some people say it's fallen out of favour because it's of its time. Others say it's a masterpiece and it's comparable to things like Dial M for Murder.
I really enjoyed the play. I think it's got some it's got some great characters in there. So some really, really, say Peter's a great part, but then Charles the alcoholic almost is a great part. There's Gavin, let's say Fowler the inspector. So the play is carried by really great, great parts who all kind of have their own insights, really. And I really enjoy the play, and it can be quite wordy at times. I say learning the lines has been quite a challenge because, I mean, well, my characters have quite a lot of lines to learn, but they're all very, very wordy. But I really quite like the dynamic and how it flows. So yeah, I really enjoy playing it and being a part of it. It's been good.
Is there any pressure on you, though? Are you carrying the play?
Oh, yeah, I wouldn't go so far to say I'm carrying the play, but yeah, I am in it a lot, I suppose. Peter is very much the central character, so yes, there is a pressure. I can feel that on my shoulders a bit, which is, a bit scary, if I'm honest, but at the same time, it's a challenge, and at the end of the day, it's great fun to play a character like Peter, and it's a chance that doesn't come very often, so I'm just really relishing it, and I can't wait to get started and really get into it, because I'm really, really looking forward to it.
The last time we saw you on stage with the Marlowes was in 2014, when you were in Sense and Sensibility by Jane Austen. So what have you been doing since then?
Well, to be honest, I've not had a chance to do too much acting, which is a shame. I went to Oxford to do my PGC and became a primary school teacher. So I was in Oxford for 2 years teaching, and which was great. So, but now I decided to come back for Derby for the time being. And the play was, I read the play that Chris, the director, put forward, and just fell in love with it and fell in love with the part. So I suppose the only other bit of acting I have done is I've recently become a member of the Nottingham Actors Workshop, which is we do acting classes every Wednesday, which is, again, just learning new skills all the time, which I'm hoping to put into my performances on stage. So, I've learned a lot through that. So,
And what about in future? Are you going to still be doing productions with the Marlowes?
Yeah, hopefully. I mean, I've been with the Marlowes. I mean, I was talking to John about this, who's playing Fowler, that we did our first play together, or our last play together, I should say, 5 years ago. I think I've been a member on and off for the last 10 years. So, the Marlowes is very close to my heart. I know everybody here, and I've, being a member, it's important to me. So, I would love to do more plays with them because it feels very much like a family, and I really love that kind of atmosphere. So it's great, yeah.
So Chris is doing his first play as a director.
Yeah.
How are you getting on with him?
Well, it's great. I mean, me and Chris were great friends anyway, so it's nice being able to work with him in this capacity. We've not acted too much on stage together. To be directed by him, it's been really good. And he's taken it like a duck to water. He really, he knows from having done quite a bit of acting himself now, he knows how the actors are feeling, and he's able to kind of direct us. If he has a certain vision that he wants to kind of aspire to, he kind of helps us with that. So yeah, he's really, really taken to it well, and you wouldn't have guessed it's his first time directing. So it's he's done a really good job.
And is Peter the best part you've ever had?
Yeah, I'm gonna have to. I'll stick my neck out. Yes, it's a fantastic part. So yeah, I would say it is the best part I've ever had. I've never been able, never had the chance to play a character like him before. So yes, I would say that.
And people say the best parts are written for the bad guys. Peter is certainly a bad guy.
He really is. Yeah, maybe I think there's a lot to be said about that. A lot of truth in that. So yeah, he really is a bad guy. But it's always fun to play a bad guy, isn't it? You know, it's. It is. It's to be the nice guy is good now and again, but you know, let's face it, the bad guys have always got the really juicy bits. So yeah, it's a great part, and I'm really looking forward to getting on the stage and playing it. Yeah.
Chris, The Big Killing isn't performed very much these days, yet some people have such a high regard for it. It has been put in the same bracket as things like Frederick Knott's Dial M for Murder. So is it that good?
I think it's an exceptional play, and I think it's criminally underrated. So having the opportunity to put it out there and hopefully spread the word of how good it is, I think it's brilliant.